Now Abraham had taken another wife named Keturah, and she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were the Ashurites, the Letushites, and the Lumites. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldah. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham left everything he owned to Isaac, but while he was still alive, Abraham gave gifts to the sons of his concubines and sent them away from his son Isaac to the land of the east. Abraham lived a total of 1775 years, and at a ripe old age he breathed his last and died, old and contented, and was gathered to his people. His sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah near Mamre, in the field of Ephron, son of Zohar the Hittite. This was the field that Abraham had bought from the Hittites. Abraham was buried there with his wife Sarah. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac, who lived near Beer Lahairoi. This is the account of Abraham's son Ishmael, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's maidservant, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael in the order of their birth: Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadat, Tema, Jector, Naphish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael, and these were their names by their villages and encampments, 12 princes of their tribes. Ishmael lived a total of 1337 years. Then he breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people. Ishmael's descendants settled from Havilah to Shur, which is near the border of Egypt as you go toward Ashur. And they lived in hostility toward all their brothers. This is the account of Abraham's son Isaac. Abraham became the father of Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean from Paddan Aram, and the sister of Laban, the Aramean. Later, Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord heard his prayer, and his wife Rebekah conceived. But the children inside her struggled with each other, and she said, "Why is this happening to me?" So Rebekah went to inquire of the Lord, and he declared to her, "Two nations are in your womb, from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger." When her time came to give birth, there were indeed twins in her womb. The first one came out red, covered with hair like a fur coat, so they named him Esau. After this, his brother came out grasping Esau's heel, so he was named Jacob, and Isaac was 60 years old when the twins were born. When the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the field, while Jacob was a quiet man who stayed at home. Because Isaac had a taste for wild game, he loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. One day, while Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the field and was famished. He said to Jacob, "Let me eat some of that red stew, for I am famished."
That is why he was also called Edom.
First sell me your birthright, Jacob replied. Look, said Esau, I am about to die. So what good is a birthright to me?
Swear to me first.
Jacob said so. Esau swore to Jacob and sold him the birthright. Then Jacob gave some bread and lentils too to Esau, who ate and drank and then got up and went away. Thus Esau despised his birthright.